Greetings and God bless everyone on this beautiful day. And may God continue to bless you in your journey. My name is Chaplain Jones, and I represent the Syracuse Rescue Mission. And I just want to talk about punishments and what appears to be punishments and things that don't feel good when we're going through. But I want you today to feel encouraged and understand that it may not feel good, but it's for the good. And it takes me to a time that when I was just a young man and I would get corrected by my parents. And it really did not feel good. And not only did it not feel good, I never wanted it to happen. And I didn't understand how my parents could say I'd understand them when I got older. But now I sit here today and I understand that I don't like exercising, but it's for the good of my health. I don't necessarily like to eat healthy food, but once again, it is to the good of my health. I don't like running. I don't like getting up early. But we all know the early bird gets the worm. And we have all of these sayings that encourage us to work through stuff that doesn't necessarily feel good. Being corrected does not feel good. Being rerouted doesn't feel good. And God will send us through obstacles. He will have us jump hurdles. He will have us humble ourselves. He will make us apologize for things that we don't even think that we are wrong for. But God knows best. And we always have to keep that in sight, that if we trust and believe what God says, then we must follow through with his orders. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." If we believe in the purpose that God has for us, then we will understand that it's for the good. And we may not understand for years to come. We just may not get it, but we have to trust that God knows all about it. And that he being the Father and our Creator, he's going to reveal to us what it meant. But we may not be ready. And all he wants us to do is trust him and know that he cannot make mistakes. And even though it may be hard, it may be rough, it may be confusing at times, but trust in God. God has had me go through some rough trials in my life, and sometimes it continues. But I've learned enough and I've grown enough and matured enough to know that God does not make mistakes once again. And every time I go back to the beginning, I realize once again how great God is. And he had it figured out long before I could even imagine. And I'm so thankful for who I am right now because he is such a master planner. So I say again, it may not feel good, but it's for the good. So the next time you go through these trials, and the next time you're tempted, or the next time you are eating food that you just don't like, or you're lifting those weights that are making your arms sore, or you're fasting and you don't want to, remember, the good will reveal itself. God bless you.